Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and a Republican colleague blocked two bills from the House of Representatives this week aimed at making elections more secure heading into the 2020 election year. McConnell objected to the bills, saying they were too partisan and would give Democrats an unfair advantage.
Any Washington involvement in that task needs to be undertaken with extreme care, and on a thoroughly bipartisan basis. Obviously, this legislation is not that. It's just a highly partisan bill from the same folks who spent 2 years hyping up a conspiracy theory about President Trump and Russia, and who continue to ignore this administration's progress at correcting the Obama administration's failures on this subject in the 2018 election.
McConnell's decision to block the bills came after testimony from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who said that Russians and other countries were actively attempting to undermine the U.S. elections process. Our next guest joins us to talk about the move and how election insecurity could affect voting behavior heading into 2020. Kathleen Dolan is a distinguished professor and chair of the Political Science Department at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Kathleen, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you.
Let's touch on the two bills that were blocked here in the Senate. The first one, supported by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, would have required the use of paper ballots at the polls and increased funding for the Election Assistance Commission. What do you make of the effort to pass that and then the blocking of it in the Senate?
Well, Senator Schumer's bill would have, as you said, required all state and localities to use voting apparatus that have a verifiable paper backup ballot. Currently, there are 14 states in the United States where people vote without any paper record. They simply vote on a touchscreen machine that ostensibly saves votes to, say, a hard drive or a memory, but there's nothing verifiable. In 2018, there were some circumstances around the country, most notably in Georgia, where some voters argued that the voting machines changed their votes. And so there's no way to check on those sorts of things. So that's the first step. One thing that listeners may or may not know is that in the United States, states and localities run elections, and that includes determining the kinds of voting machines or ballot practices that are used in any particular jurisdiction. So within any state in the United States, you can have tens and tens of different ways of voting because localities make all these choices. So Senator Schumer's bill, I think, was designed to at least bring some sense across the 50 states that everybody should be required to have a verifiable paper backup for every vote.
What do you make of Senator McConnell's case, Majority Leader McConnell's case, that this was a partisan bill? Is this something that would have helped or hurt Democrats or Republicans more than the other party?
Having verifiable votes would not necessarily help one party or the other. Senator McConnell's strategy here in suggesting that this is all partisan, I think, is just really a way of signaling to people on his side, some set of reasons he thinks are valid for declining these things. I think the larger, battle here is about the degree to which we have security in elections in the United States, and also importantly, the degree to which the federal government regulates any of the practices that happen in elections in the United States. Because for the largest, segment of decisions that are made, the federal government does not have much involvement.
The other bill, supported by Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, would have required candidates, campaign officials, and family members to notify the FBI if foreign governments offered assistance to their campaigns. Clearly a response to what some of the findings of the Mueller report. Was this a real attempt at a law, or is this kind of a partisan dig here?
I don't think it's a partisan dig. I mean, I think we have to take these things at, the value that the senators suggest that, the reasons for them exist. I mean, we have, myriad pieces of evidence that the Russian government, tried to interfere with the elections, but also approached individual actors on, the side of Republican candidates and President Trump with information about Democratic opponents. So we have precedent that that's happened. We also have had debate for the last couple of years about what was the appropriate way for the Trump campaign and the Republican Party, the National Committee, to have handled that. so this bill, you know, would essentially criminalize the behavior that happened in 2016 when members of the Trump campaign and the RNC did not, you know, do what many people thought they should have done and contacted law enforcement. So given that we know that this has happened, I think this is Senator Blumenthal saying, we know that's a problem, we know we want something moving forward, and clearly campaigns need to be taught that this is not appropriate behavior.
Talking to Kathleen Dolan, political science professor at UW-Milwaukee, about election security, a couple of laws passing the House, blocked by Republicans in the Senate. This also came up during special counsel Robert Mueller's testimony this week. Here he is speaking to Republican Representative William Hurd of Texas. You'll hear Representative Hurd first.
In your investigation, did you think that this was a single attempt by the Russians to get involved in our election, or did you find evidence to suggest they'll try to do this again?
Oh, it wasn't a single attempt. They're doing it as we sit here. And they expect to do it during the next campaign.
We also see a Senate report saying that Russians made efforts to compromise election security in all 50 states. How worried should we be? How worried are people about Russian and other countries attempting to influence our elections through a number of different means, Kathleen?
Well, I think that there's legitimate reason to be concerned. I mean, again, we have significant evidence of their involvement in the 2016 election, and there's no reason to imagine that they have just realized that they, you know, did something wrong and that they're going to stop. I mean, special, you know, independent counsel Mueller yesterday was very clear about that, and I think Homeland Security would suggest that the evidence, you know, is that there are still these attempts. The thing with which people should be most concerned is that there are really very few attempts going on right now to stop these things. I think people could argue there is a role for the federal government to play to assist states to make sure they have the most secure systems in place. I think, you know, having paper verifiable ballots would be at least a start toward that. We have evidence from 2016 that voter registration databases were hacked into. Whether that was done by the Russians or not, those kinds of systems really need to be secure, because those could lead to all sorts of chaos on election day if voter registration data become vulnerable and they are a privacy breach, if nothing else. So, you know, and that sets aside Facebook and social media and the other kinds of interruptions that we know happened as well and that we think are happening moving forward, where the federal government may have less power to regulate the the actions of private businesses like Facebook and Twitter and those sorts of entities. But where the federal government can have a role in helping states, I don't think anybody is suggesting here that we nationalize the administration of elections, but certainly the degree to which the national government has the financial wherewithal to help states update aging infrastructure, update security practices and technologies and be using best practices and update their physical hardware for voting, I think many people would say that that's a reasonable way to make some attempts to make sure our elections are fair.
In just our last 30 seconds or so, Kathleen, how worrisome is the possibility of a close election and the reality and maybe the perception that there was tampering?
I think that that's a real concern. Right now, polling suggests to us that about 55% to 60% of Americans have at least some measure of concern about the security of the 2020 presidential election. Like everything else these days, it is a partisan issue where Democrats are much more concerned than are Republicans. But I think overall people, you know, at least understand that given the evidence of 2016, this is something about which we have to be concerned moving forward.
Kathleen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure. Thank you.
That's Kathleen Dolan, distinguished professor and chair of the Political Science Department at UW-Milwaukee. She joined us today to talk about Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's decision to block election security laws that had passed the House and how election security issues could impact voter perception in the 2020 election year.